Hello, Vanessa Phelps here, sitting in for Jeremy Vine. And on the programme this lunchtime, was your business damaged by an insurance policy you thought would protect it from interest rate changes? We discuss the so-called interest rate hedge. Now, we're all familiar with the payment protection insurance scandal. We were flogged products we didn't need, supposedly to help us if we couldn't keep up with loan or credit card repayments. However, scores of small businesses and even charities are accusing banks of doing a very similar thing to them. It's driven some to the wall and severely damaged others. Maybe it happened to you, and the terms interest rate hedge or interest rate swap make your blood run cold. Here's what happened. When a firm went to the bank for a loan, they were sold a product to provide insurance, or what's known as a hedge, against interest rates going up. But against all expectations, rates crashed to rock bottom in the midst of the credit crunch, so these businesses lost out and many faced extra charges. Let me just cough a second. Excuse me. Furthermore, they often couldn't cancel the product without being charged huge fees. The Financial Conduct Authority investigated and set up a scheme with the banks to compensate the victims of mis-selling. So far, £2 billion has been given back to 12,500 businesses. Despite this, though, there's been criticism that it doesn't go far enough and the banks have got away with wrecking small firms. And joining me here in the studio is Jeremy Rowe, whose business was hit by this and has set up an organisation called Bully Banks to campaign on this subject. Jeremy, hello, thanks for coming.
Hello, Vanessa.
So what happened? Your business needed to borrow some money. Your business is Holiday Cottages.
And yes, indeed, in North Devon.
Yeah.
And it is a complicated story, but in essence, we went to the bank, HSBC in our case, and we asked to borrow some monies. The bank agreed, and we were proposing to borrow the monies on a variable rate basis. And during the conversations with the bank manager, the bank manager suddenly introduced the concept of interest rate increases and began the conversation by saying, Jeremy and Linda, you know, you've experienced interest rates up at 17%. Mm. And I mean, we're grandparents. We've been through that, that process. And the bank manager said, I'm worried about interest rates increasing and your ability to afford the loan, and the bank's worried.
Mm.
Therefore, we want to put in place protection. And I recommend that you take out what's called an interest rate swap. But I can't advise you on this, so I'm going to introduce you to an advisor from our capital markets group. And I was introduced to an individual from their capital markets group, and we've got a transcript of the phone conversation. Right. I begin by saying, I know absolutely nothing about these products.
Yeah.
I need help. And the advisor wasn't, in fact, an advisor. He was a highly incentivized salesperson, and instead of saying, Jeremy, you have to go to somebody else, I can't advise you, what he did was give me advice, and I entered into the swap.
What did you think you were buying? Did you think you were insuring yourself against interest rates going up?
In essence,
and was
yes.
it ever suggested? And of course, Jeremy, you know, with these things, there's a bit of a gamble going on, because of course interest rates could come down, although we don't expect them to, and we haven't seen it recently, they could come down. Did you know that that was a possibility, and what would happen if they did come down?
We knew it was a possibility, absolutely. We had no idea of the consequences of
right.
that.
Right. What did they turn out to be? Because as everybody knows, it wasn't expected, but they came down and they've gone down and down so low they can almost go no lower. So what were the consequences of the rates coming down for you?
I think if you allow me to chat about the product, they sold us a product which in essence has got two parts. It's got a cap, which is insurance if rates go up.
Yeah.
And it's got a floor, which means you pay the bank if interest rates go down.
People will just be falling off their chairs when you say that. So let's just say that again very slowly. If interest rates go down, you were signing up and paying for a policy which meant that if interest rates went down, you would have to pay the bank.
Absolutely.
A penalty.
Absolutely.
For interest rates going down.
Absolutely.
Even though your policy was fixed at a rate which meant that you were paying far above the going rate anyway because you had a fixed interest rate.
That's a little bit of a complication. And once you get into the products, they are complicated.
They're very complicated.
But,
quite
but
right.
in essence, you were selling the bank a floor. Now, you didn't know you were doing that.
Right.
The value of a cap, which the bank was selling to you at the time you entered into these things, was modest. The value of a floor was very substantial because the markets knew or believed that interest rates were going to go down. And the banks didn't sell these when there was an expectation interest rates were going to go up. They sold them when the markets felt that rates were going to go down.
So you're saying that effectively you were terrified by the banks and saying, well, if they go up, you won't be able to afford to pay. But they had a very strong suspicion, or they knew, or whatever, were expecting them to come down. So they knew what they were doing when they sold you this. Now, we've got a statement from HSBC, which I have to read to you. We obviously asked them to take part in this discussion. They refused to, but they sent us this. Though we do not comment on individual customers or claims, we are committed to ensuring fair outcomes for all customers who were sold interest rate products. We have so far offered £365 million in redress to over 3,000 customers and have completed reviews of all but a small minority of cases. We are also committed to reviewing claims for consequential loss as quickly and fairly as possible. The FCA has made clear that the redress process should put customers back in the position they would have been in had the specific regulatory failings not occurred, and that is exactly what we are doing. Now, you did fight your bank. You have got the money you paid back, £200,000 plus 8% interest. Are you in the position you would have been in had this not occurred?
No way. The reality is that as a consequence of what the bank did, the charges they imposed on us, the additional costs we were paying as a result of the swap, we, like thousands of other businesses, we stopped marketing, we cut back on refurbishment of the properties, we saved money everywhere. Now, as a result of that, it's quite clear that we suffered loss. If we didn't market, we didn't get business in.
Yeah.
We've got a property development opportunity. We didn't undertake that. Now, the bank are just washing their hands, and I personally think it's a disgrace that the Financial Conduct Authority has allowed the banks to determine what is properly due consequential loss in such a niggardly fashion. The banks have wholly failed. And we're not a campaign group in essence. We're customers.
Yeah.
We represent 2,000 small business customers at the banks, and we know they are treating us shabbily.
Right, let me bring into the discussion Abhishek Sachdev, whose firm Vedanta Hedging advises companies on protecting themselves against interest rate risks. Hello, Abhishek, thanks for joining us.
Hi.
Now, you hear Jeremy there, you know, he's angry, he's anguished. You can see why when he says, you know, they were having to cut back so severely financially, they couldn't put money into their business. We can all understand that means that even if he's had the compensation he's had, by no means is he at the position he would have been in without this having happened to him.
That's correct, and I mean, we feel aggrieved on behalf of so many SMEs because of this. In fact, we effectively instigated this with the FCA themselves, this whole review process in the first place. And what Jeremy says is absolutely spot on, in the sense that even if the review scheme provides for the full premiums and all the costs of the actual swap to be refunded back to them, that does not put them back into the position they would have been if this hadn't happened because of the consequential losses. But the problem, you know, one has to recognize here is that in many cases, not all, but in many cases that we've seen, for example, the consequential losses can sometimes be multiples of what the direct cost of the swap has actually been. So the example Jeremy gave about him not being able to market and develop properties, you know, if you look at the sort of rise in valuations in properties over the last 5-6 years, for example, whether you're a care home business or a children's nursery home owner, whatever it is, if your business has stagnated for the last 5-6 years, you know, you would be owed a substantial sum of money. And I'm personally not convinced the banks have actually got the appetite or the ability to fully refund all of these amounts.
Jeremy, do you feel you're going to make any more progress? Do you think you will be able to extricate any more money, or do you think that's it?
If I speak on a group basis, yeah, and Bully Banks represents 2,000 and more small businesses, we believe that if we do continue to work together, we will put in place a form of redress which gets us a sensible amount of compensation. I don't believe the FCA scheme will deliver it. I think, again, there is a scandal there in the failure of the FCA to properly regulate the banks. But we're looking to Parliament, and we're asking every MP in Parliament, you've all got constituents who've got these products, you've all got constituents who've been very badly damaged. For goodness sake, act as our voices and demand that the banks come to the table with proper compensation proposals. And if you don't, it will go to the law in a major way. And that itself is a disgrace.
Thank you very much indeed to Jeremy and to Abhishek, and I know that you're getting in touch. The number 0500 288 291. You hear the term interest rate hedge or interest rate swap. What is your personal reaction to those terms now?